Aircheckdownloads.com.
Stephen Brown.
BBC Radio Kent.
And of course, a big thank you to Mr. Pat Marsh for keeping us all company and starting the day the right way between 6 and 10 this morning. Hello, happy Saturday. It's Stephen here with you through until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we've got loads to get through, actually. Talking about Pub in the Park. Going across to Deal, where there's a festival taking place. Classic vehicle displays and loads of other stuff as well on the top 10 things to get up to in Kent this weekend and beyond. That's between 10 and 11. And then from 11 till 2, more great music and conversation with people out there in the county doing some wonderful stuff. We start, of course, with Survivor. So we start with classic rock. Pat ended the morning at 10 with some classic rock. I think we've got some more later as well. It's quite exciting. We have got other stuff as well. A bit of Lizzo on the way. Hello, Stephen here with you through until 2 o'clock today. On the show then, lots of material. And by the way, lots of material from my Friday evening. I didn't really introduce myself properly. How rude of me. If you don't know by now, I'm Stephen Brown with you usually on a Friday evening, 6 until 9, for a show we call Access All Areas, where we go out in the county and talk to bands, artists and people doing cool stuff. And because I'm sat in for Steve Ladner, I say this every time I am. Our names are relatively similar, so they just threw me in because hoping people won't notice, but you will. We're very different, he and I. On the show then, so we've got the Lucky 13s, a band, a blues band, a soulful band, that were in Canterbury just last night.
I wrote the song about my partner, and, you know, she's stuck by my side through, you know, the hardest times, and I really don't know why she has half the time, but she really has.
We'll also hear from the Changeling Theatre, who kicked off in Maidstone last night their tour of some Shakespeare plays.
Hi, it's Rob here from the Changeling Theatre Company, and I'll be on very soon to talk about our latest tours going around the southeast and especially our Kent venues. Listen in later.
We'll hear from a Deal author who's just moved there from the States about his new book called Lingering.
She basically runs out of the house almost screaming. And it turns out that she did get rid of the ghost, but that ghost was keeping something else from the house.
And, of course, in this hour, we do the top 10 things to do in Kent.
Number 10.
So we might as well get started with that. Have you got your ruby slippers ready? Because Lamberhurst School of Theatre Dance presents their dance production of The Wizard of Oz, featuring over 150 children aged 5 to 18, when a tornado rips through Kansas. Dorothy and her dog Toto are whisked away in their house, the magical land of Oz. They follow the yellow brick road toward the Emerald City to meet the wizard. And en route, they of course meet people like the Scarecrow that needs a brain, a Tin Man missing a heart, and a cowardly lion who wants courage. Now, I'm sure you know the story. I have just read it pretty much is in its entirety for you. But that's when all the fun begins. It's at the Assembly Hall Theatre in Tunbridge Wells tomorrow, with performances at 1:30 and at 5. Tickets available now. You've got to search the Assembly Hall Theatre and you'll be able to whip up a few tickets.
Aircheckdownloads.com.